Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Is newsy.
Yeah.
This is where you come to get the news.
Hard hitting.
It's Kevin Ryder and Mike Catherwood, and we are here with great news, which is basically a recap of stories about people doing things nice for each other. It restores your hope in humanity.
It should, because humanity is good, but you know those news shows with all those Cuomos, they don't do a good job of letting you know that. So Kevin and I come through, no Cuomo.
There are a lot of beautiful stories of people doing beautiful things for other people, and they don't get any airtime. So that's what we're going to try and do.
It's kind of our fault because we don't give it any ratings and clicks.
Right.
But we should. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Kevin, now, I got a request from a young man for Tom DeLonge to do the intro.
Excellent.
And so here we go. Yeah. Intro! The show's about to begin, bro! Say hello to the happy goodbye to the blues. Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news from space. Yeah, aliens are real.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty good. I like that. Let's start with a man in Iowa. His name is Dale Marks, and he puts up a massive Christmas decoration, his entire front yard, his house. He goes crazy with it. It's kind of his thing. He's in Des Moines. And at the end of the driveway, he puts a little container that says, hey, if you like this, you know, these decorations, give us a little donation. And they give it to the Food Bank of Iowa.
Oh, nice. And
this year, the dude must have been on the naughty list because he had two strokes and a heart attack, all three in one year.
It's a good year.
So he said, you know what? I'm not really feeling it this year. I don't think I can get outside on the roof and put up lights.
Oh, pussy.
Right? And so basically the story gets out, and a guy named Bob Coffey, I'm not making this up, he runs a construction company called Bob the Builder, which is great.
I would do the same if my name was Bob. Yes.
I love that so much. He doesn't know Dale Marks. He doesn't know that neighborhood. He doesn't know the man, but he says, you know what? I see the story. The man has raised a bunch of money for people who need food in Iowa. And this is the house. Bob the Builder brought like 10 people with him. And they all decided, we're going to decorate this house for him because he can't do it anymore. Dale Marks is, you know, not able to. Excuse me. So they decorated the outside of his house for him.
That's amazing.
And put the little basket at the end of the driveway and helping raise money for, you know, charities and people to eat that can't eat in Des Moines. And basically, it's a complete stranger. Just said, you know what? I got you.
That's beautiful. That's awesome. And I bet you they, you know, to kind of the cycle of greatness continue, they probably raised just as much, if not more money than they usually do, you know?
Yep.
Just word getting out. That's an awesome story. Great one to kick us off with.
There are so many people. This is one of the things that I don't think people realize. There are so many people that are willing and ready to help. They just need someone to point them in the right direction. In this case, it was Bob the Builder.
That's a good point. I think that's one thing that I've recognized too, that I wasn't aware of when we started Great News, is that people have, you know, like Liam Neeson, they have a skill. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone has something that they can contribute, but they don't typically know how they can give back with their special skill. And you know, we always hear about like the guy who's a tinkerer that makes, you know, wooden birds out of, you know, out of like plywood, or the guy who's like a drone expert.
Oh, the guy that makes birds out of plywood, that guy.
It sometimes you never know. And like that guy turns out to be the making free canes for disabled athletes, you know, or disabled veterans. It goes like the drone guy who's like a drone expert. He ends up finding a lost dog, you know, out in the wilderness. And so I think it's like, if you just put that, the positive goes out the positive comes back because people, they do, like you said, they're willing to help. They just don't know how to.
And a lot of times it's just a matter of somebody getting their attention and saying, look at this guy and the Christmas lights that he puts up every year and the money that he raises for the food bank. Let's do this. And there are always a lot of people who respond to that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great story. Awesome. This is also awesome in a totally different way. This is a 95 year old woman, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
She is a grandmother of these gentlemen who do stunts and funny videos on Instagram at Hunter Kowald, K-O-W-A-L-D. They do these like kooky, funny. They're actually pretty clever dudes. But Hunter puts up these videos and he decided he made a drone that you could like put lots of equipment on. It carries things. And mm-hmm. he's like, my grandma at 95 is going to ride it like a surfboard. She's going to fly through the air.
What? And,
I
was grandma, like, oh, was grandma in on this?
Not only was grandma in on it, they're like, are you sure this is like you fall, you're dead.
She's like, I've had a good
ride my drone.
I've had a good run.
Check this out. This is real.
Holy today I'm going to fly a human drone.
Training day part one. Are you excited?
It's time to take off.
Sure you want to do it, Granny? You sure you want to do this, Granny? Come on.
Holy today I'm going to fly a human drone.
Training day part one. Are you excited?
It's time to take off.
Sure you want to do it, Granny? You sure you want to do this, Granny? Come on!
All right, now, hold up. Question. It sounded like the drone was starting to go down. Like there was some kind of clashing and the blades were hitting each other and Grandma and Nana lost it that day.
Maybe that's the part of the video they edited out.
Have we checked on her to make sure she's all right?
Yeah, she's a headstone now. But
how many people that are 95 do you know that would go, you know what? That's a drone. It might hold me. Let's give it a shot.
How many people 95 do you think would even do that intro? You know, where they're like, holy shit, I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? Like at 95. It's going to be real lucky if you get me out of like pudding and Fox News.
Well, good luck on that one because she is flying and that video ended with her dying and we didn't show it to you because we don't want death on this.
Because we're great news. We're great news. Not
we're great news, right. Yeah. Have you ever given somebody for Christmas or for a get well card or for any reason a lottery ticket?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually in stockings, that's like a thing tradition in my family of origin. Stockings have you know, three or four California lottery tickets in the box,
right? And of course they never win.
They do, but it's like, you know, if you're, it's a great year, it's $10, you know.
Yes, agreed. There is a man who was recovering from heart surgery and his friend gave him a lottery ticket as a get well soon card.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't know. It always smacks to me of, oh, I forgot that I should get this guy something. I'm going to run down to a 7-Eleven and get a lottery card. That'll be something.
When I stop to get my menthols, I'll just pick up a couple, you know.
So the guy gets a lottery ticket as he's recovering from surgery, and it wins $1 million.
Oh, my God.
It wins $1 million. How crazy is that? Look at this dude.
That's truly unbelievable. Now,
we have
to have this discussion.
All right.
What percentage do you cut off for the guy who bought the ticket?
Well, I'll say this. The guy who bought the ticket bought one before and gave it to this guy, and he won $1,000 with it.
I'm smelling some type of conspiracy.
Some kind of inside job?
Yeah.
All right, let's say there's no inside job, though. How much do you tip the guy? Do you tip the guy? I mean, he gave you
a ticket that, he gave you something that made $1 million.
Right.
Okay.
Understood.
At least $100,000, 10%.
Really? You'd give him $100,000?
I think it's easy for me to say. It's not my money.
Right. But doesn't your mind go, all right, how little can I give him? because I don't want to give him, but I don't want to be a dick, but he did buy me the ticket that won $1 million.
Minimum effective dosage. I agree.
Completely. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So will the guy be thrilled with $5,000? All right, let's go 4,500. And then you just start bartering and then you figure it out. You know, there's a negotiation, but the dude won $1 million.
That's beautiful. I love it.
I'm giving everybody for Christmas this year, I'm going to give them lottery tickets because I can show them this guy and go, you might win $1 million.
Right. Well, that you say, listen, my intention is to give you all $1 million. You
know, right,
that's
course.
What I was, that's what I meant in my heart.
Right. But since it's only $1 million.
Yes.
You get 2,500.
Yes. That's an awesome story. That's amazing. This one, Kevin, a beautiful story, unbelievably right. heartwarming, but it's one of those great news stories that also comes with the heartbreak. 11-year-old girl, okay, sole survivor of a horrible plane crash. Everybody on board, it was a smaller plane. There wasn't that many people, but either way, everyone died, including the pilots.
So far, so good.
I know. But this 11-year-old girl pulled through. I mean, with relatively minor injuries, considering it's a fiery plane crash. And she survived because her dad hugged her, like fully bear hugged her as they were going down.
To protect her or to offer her up?
But I think both.
Human shield?
I present to you the afterworld. To protect her and keep her safe, kind of in a desperate move, when you're panicking, you're looking at the end, everyone in their right mind would immediately think, what can I do to protect my children?
Right.
And he just wrapped his body around her. And in the wreckage, they found him still clinging to her and they pulled his charred body away. There's a living, breathing 11-year-old girl. I thought that was just...
Wow.
Look at wow. And that's the family right there.
So the dad on the left is the one. So yep. Everyone died except for the girl?
Everyone on board, yeah. Wow, there was, but it, like I said, it was like a kind of a Cessna type thing. There was only four other people on board, including mm-hmm. the pilot, and luckily there was no one else in that family on board. But everyone died, and he, that dad, that poor guy in the upper left hand corner there, that's the dad, and he died hugging his kid, and wow. because of that hug. Absolutely, the investigators are like, well, that's what saved her. He
wow.
essentially became a human fire vest. And I have to thank Taylor 1987 for sending me that story on Instagram.
That's fantastic. Have you ever seen a 3D printer?
I have screwed around with one.
You have?
They're so amazing that they're kind of, you don't believe you're doing it.
Yeah, no, it looks like it can't be happening.
Right.
Because when you think printer, you think of words on a paper. You don't think of a 3D thing that you can actually build with these 3D printers.
It is a bit of a step into the future where you're like, well, am I real? Is this real? Like a flying car right. or something.
Well, I will tell you that Steve Verz is the guy's name. He's a 47-year-old engineer, and he was given a prosthetic eye that they printed on a 3D printer.
Oh, yeah, functioning eye. Like he can see?
I don't think he can see, no.
But either way, that's
still... Well, I don't know. It says digital prosthetic eye.
Dude.
I don't know if he can see.
He's a cyborg.
That's sort of an important question that I should have probably found out.
I don't care. And by the way, that eye looks good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would never look at that guy, that picture, if you didn't tell me and be like, what's up with the dude's eye?
He says, I've needed a prosthetic eye since I was 20, and I've always felt self-conscious about it. When I leave my home, I take a second glance in the mirror. I don't like what I see. And so they were like, well, let's just print you one up. Let's print you up an eye. Let's just print an eye. And they did. And usually what they have to do in this process is take a mold of your eye socket, which can be extremely like discomfort, like
yeah.
Some people they have to put under anesthesia just to get them to stay still so they can do it. And
all right, dude, you've pretty much everyone, if you've ever had any type of oral work, You've had the mouth mold.
Oh, that sucks.
That's so worse. It's so uncomfortable. Imagine your eye socket.
Yeah.
That's torture. That's a nightmare.
Yep. So they do have to put people under anesthesia a lot of times, but this place called the Moorfield Eye Hospital said this is the first time it's ever happened that they actually printed a prosthetic eye for a guy. And now you could look at him and you saw that picture. You can't even tell.
That's a...
Right? How about that? How about medicine?
If you're the Moorfield Eye Hospital, if your logo isn't I-E-Y-E hop, go to IHOP, you're failing.
I mean, it is an eye hospital. It is specifically for that. So that's not bad. But then you'd have to start printing legs, and then it would be an IHOP.
Yeah. Kevin! Is it... You know, thing when you said prosthetic eye, penis. 3D printer, my mind goes, "What? Can I make a dick?"
Same. Yeah. Same. Does that make us bad people? Maybe it does. Maybe so.
I think it just makes us dumb guys, you know.
And would you want a replacement, or would you just add a second?
I would want like a Bond villain does with like his, like he has like different arms. He has like the saw arm and the hook arm, and I would want like 11 dicks that I could rifle like through, like
different watches. Varieties.
Yeah. It'd be like, oh, night on the town. I want my reasonable dick, you know, but if I'm going to the gym with tight jeans on, I want the Anaconda, you know, I want the Tommy Lee version.
I saw nothing in this story that would suggest that that's possible, but look, we didn't think you could print an eye as of last week.
Anybody out there with a lot of expertise in 3D printing, just come to great news for the dick. All right, Kevin, let's round out this excellent session of great news.
Yes.
With some cute dog videos, always a winner. This is not only cute. This is, well, that's a deep fake. That's Photoshop. It is not. I'm telling you what it is, and you're going to make an idea in your mind.
Okay.
And that I'm telling you, what is reality will far exceed what you're imagining.
Okay.
This is dogs playing double Dutch, the jump rope game.
Mm-hmm.
This is dogs doing it. Some of them not only jump, some of them holding and spinning. This is great. Watch this.
While jumping?
Look at this.
How do they know to get in line? How do they know to go back and take their turn?
That is so bizarre, right? But like you said, I mean, I actually never factored that in. One of the other amazing aspects of it is they fully are in line and like respect the other. It's like, okay, your turn, dude. Go ahead.
Right.
You go. I'll go.
Next. Go ahead.
That's amazing.
That's so much.
That also makes me realize how fucking stupid my dogs are.
Well, I mean, not all dogs are brilliant.
I mean, it's much like
not
humans.
All people are brilliant. You know.
Yeah. Well, okay. You ever listen to like you ever hang out with Drew, Dr. Drew for like 5 minutes and you're like, fuck, I'm stupid.
I don't know anything about life.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, because Drew, any MD, you talk to an MD and they go on about scientific shit. And you're like, well, that's your gig. Okay. I can talk about stuff. But then Drew will break into like archaic French opera. And you're like, well, how the fuck do you know?
But see, do you know enough about it to challenge him? Like maybe he's just making it up.
That's such a good point.
Because you don't know.
Especially when he's talking to us. He could easily be, because he knows. It's like, I used to work in garages before I got into radio. All I did was work manual labor. And I'll tell you, when that old lady would come in and the mechanic would immediately recognize she doesn't know shit about cars.
Mm-hmm.
And he just starts spouting off stuff. You're like, dude, what? That's not even a real part. Like, why would you say that?
Because they can get away with it.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
please like, subscribe, hit the notification bell on YouTube if you are watching. And I encourage everyone, obviously, if you're driving or you're at the office and you just need to listen to the podcast, please
be careful
do that.
But when you're watching. What?
When you get a chance, go ahead and watch the show, because obviously a lot of these things are visual. And we put out an episode every Monday and Thursday, and that is, in fact, great news.
Speaking of video, mm-hmm. if you're listening to audio, I mean, you just heard Crisscross twice, but you didn't see the dogs jumping through the air in order.
Or the air surfing granny.
Right. Who I love so much. That's my new favorite human being.
Would you bang her?
I mean, she's taking a drone ride. She's a wild woman, right?
She's a party.
She's a wild woman.
Yeah. I would do it if she wanted me to.
She's a crazy person in bed.
I would wreck her on the drone as we're flying through the air.
I'm going to suggest she would wreck you on the drone.
Probably true. Outro! You know what I'm talking about, bro! Say hello to the happy goodbye to the blues, because Kevin and Mike just gave you all the great news.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.